Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Karen Voas-Wooten, a North Wales-based community dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
Dietitians translate the science of nutrition into everyday language that's understood by the public. So you might find a dietitian in GP surgeries, hospitals. We assess the needs of the patient, their health focus and what they want to achieve from the appointment. And then we would address any nutritional needs and advise for what the best nutritional plan would be for them.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
I'd define it as poor appetite or a loss of appetite alongside unplanned weight loss in the presence of maybe a medical condition. So chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, cancer, dementia, swallow problems, motor neuron disease, Parkinson's, a whole range of conditions and settings.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
Currently in communities across the UK, it's said that more than 3 million people are malnourished or at risk of being malnourished. Out of that, about 93% are living in the community.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
It might be the physical and functional decline, reduces muscle strength, reduced immunity to illness. So you're going to get a slower recovery from surgery or illness, and that bounce back after surgery is just not happening. Ultimately, this leads to a reduced quality of life for that patient. You see higher risk of falls, higher risk of infection, slower wound healing, and risk of higher complications after surgery.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition, and what should we do if we are?
It's important to be aware of your usual weight. If you've lost any weight recently, be aware of the signs of weight loss. So things like loose-fitting jewellery, loose clothing. Has your appetite changed? Pressure sores, irritability, inability to function, those kinds of things. Make an appointment with the GP, get some first-line advice until you get that referral to the dietitian.
What resources are available locally?
Quite vast, actually. We've just produced some new BCU, Betsy Cadwallader University Health Board prescribing support guidance. So in there, it talks about first-line products of supplements to use in the area, food fortification, food first, some really nice recipe tips. If you have access to the internet, the BDA food fact sheets are a really good source of information. And also the Malnutrition Pathway website, which has got loads of resources. You can tap into that and get some ideas from there.